Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198, email address lsmedia@livingseed.org, or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Luke 11, that we began to look at, and we will simply read verse 33 to 36, and from there we will now go to our Isaiah. Much has been said in Isaiah, only some few issues that I want to highlight as we rise from here. Verse 33 of Luke 11. No man, when he has lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. That's where we stopped. I just want to highlight one more issue, and then we move on to get to our entire passage. I just want to repeat it. It's not that I don't think you have understood, but I believe that it's an emphasis that the Holy Spirit wants you to carry. No man, when he has lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither does he keep it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Other version says, he put it in a high place, so that they which come in may see the light. No man, when he has lighted a candle, will keep it in the secret. And I believe that God, by several dealings that the Holy Spirit has been bringing in your life, has been seeking to light this candle, to set you ablaze. May it be known to you that you are not meant for the bushel. You are not meant for the secret place. God is going to put you on the platform where your light will sincerely shine and affect your generation in the name of Jesus Christ. We also noted that the eye, your focus. So we left praying, and I'm expecting that
since we started praying,
God may have started speaking to some of you if he had not done before. Or if he had
done before, God may have re-emphasized what is the focus he was giving you. What is it that is peculiar about your marriage, about your family, for which heaven is expecting that you will resist all the investments of God in your life
to bring about the shining.
That is the only point at which your light actually can shine.
If your eye is double,
that is your eye cannot single, you don't have a focus.
The Bible says the whole of your body is also full of darkness.
There will be no clarity of any kind. So verse 35 says, take heed therefore that the light which is in you does not become darkness. And if your whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark. I wish I could spend time dealing with the fact that any little aspect of your life that you allow to remain dark will also be the entry point of the prince of darkness into your affairs. Any little segment of the area of your life that has not been well lit by the light of the gospel and by the word of God, it's like you have given a key to the enemy and say, anytime you want to ravage my life, use this key. I'm supposing that you will not leave this meeting without the people making sure that if there be any little part that things are happening there and you are ashamed for anybody to know about it, you must be ready to present it to God tonight and say, Father, give me light. Shine your light in this area. I cannot afford to leave a loophole in my life for the devil to explore. May God help you in the name of Jesus Christ. But while we have said that, we must return to Matthew 5 on our way to Isaiah. Matthew 5. Are you in Matthew 5? Let your light do what? So shine. And I'll explain what the word so in that scripture means. Let your light so shine before men. Listen, where do we need this light to shine? Where? Before men. Men that needed to be lighted. Men that are engulfed in darkness. It is before them that God is expecting this light to do what? To so shine. So that they may see what? Now, all of you must be careful now. In the next few minutes, I want to put your finger on that verse 16 very well. When we say, let your light so shine, once more I want to say that we are not talking of abstract things. We are not talking about things that cannot be seen. We are actually not talking about spiritualization. Our modern church has become so highly spiritualized that There's nothing that people can identify with that they can see. Now, I want to be very practical with you if I can. Do you think we should be very practical? Can I remind you that the early missionaries, those that brought the gospel to Africa, are you hearing me? What were the practical things that our people could see that came with them as they were preaching the gospel? And stand up, talk. And even if our people don't understand the Christ that they preach, they saw good works. Part of the good works they saw was that they brought education. They brought hospitals. They brought orphanages. There is a particular segment in Hausa land now that is not Islamized. And I want to tell you what happened. Islam has been in the north at least for more than 200 years. And Islam has been wanting to capture the Maguzawa people for several years. And Islam was fully established and strong in Sokoto, Kano, and all of these places. But then there was the outbreak of leprosy. Leprosy. When the missionaries came, what they did was that they intended to preach the gospel. That was what they brought. But the gospel was invisible. So they decided to set up a leprosy settlement for lepers. Are we together? And when anybody has been attacked with leprosy because it's a bad disease, if the community don't like it, what do? They threw them away. And these men and women, sisters and brothers and kin, as preachers of the gospel, they took care of these lepers, set up a leprosy settlement and began to treat them. In those days, treatment for leprosy was not as advanced as it is now. So once they discovered you're a leper, what did they do? You are isolated and kept away. Leprosy and tuberculosis have that kind of problem. So they set them aside. They were like outcasts. Nobody wanted to do anything with them. But these brothers, these missionaries stayed and was treating these people. And as they were getting settled, they were training them whatever they could do with their hands. Don't forget that they were also marrying and they were delivering children. And missionaries were beginning to train their children on how to read and how to write. Are you understanding? Before you know it, what was a leper colony became the most educated segment of the community. And that hour, the whole of that area, you know, was captured. So when you needed treatment, you go to that place. When you needed treatment on your eyes, you go there. Several Muslims were converted. And those that are not yet Muslims, that are under the seat of Islam, they found help. So when you go to that place today, there are no more, I don't think I've seen any more leprosy settlements, but then those are communities that have, embraced Christ up to this time. Are you hearing me?
Now, the Bible says, and now I want you to listen to what the Bible says, because if we are not reading our Bible very well, we will not be doing what we ought to do in our own generation. One of the things that is our problem is that the present modern day church, the only thing that is very visible about us is noise. And our handbills and posters. There is nothing that the community can see, they can identify with, that could make them to glorify our Father who is where? Who is in heaven. So the Bible says, look at how the Bible is putting it. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see. What should they see? Your good works. W-O-R-K. Not your good speaking. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If your light will so shine, there is only one thing that your light shining must reveal to men. What must it reveal to men? Good works. Good works. If your light is shining in your office, if your light is shining in your college, if your light is shining in the area where God has given you a focus, what must men see? What should they see? Good works. Good works. And they will glorify your Father who is in heaven. Last year, we were having the Earth Workers Summit, Christian Earth Workers, where we had doctors, nurses, anybody who is in the earth delivery sector. We came together. And one of the things that encouraged me was that there was a slot that featured a group of brothers and sisters who decided that rampant accidents in between Lagos and Ibadan Expressway was too much. And all through that place, there has been no hell. If you are hit, you can die, because there's nobody who is going to wait for you. And they decided that what they wanted to do is to get what they call, is it ambulance facilities. They got some vehicles fully fitted as an ambulance facility. They are patrolling. If there's any accident and somebody's terribly, you know, hit, they carry them quickly, took them to the hospital, filled all the necessary forms, carry the police, get them to the hospital, treat them, settle the bill before they will get to whatever parents or relatives. Let me ask you, is that a good work? Is that a good work? All right. When your light begins to so shine, what men should see? Your good works. Something that is beneficial. Something that has added value to the lives of men. And you know why? The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of what? Eh? And he went about doing what? Doing good. When you have been properly anointed and lighted, and your life is to be shining, God is looking for an anointing that makes men to go about doing good. And when you read the Bible and they talk about the good that Jesus did in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, let's read it. Acts 10. Please quickly read Acts 10 for me.
Who went about doing good?
He went about doing good. Healing those that were oppressed of the devil.
For God was with him.
For God was with him. He went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. When you look at the catalog of what Jesus Christ went about doing, you will notice that he fed those that had no food to eat. Usually we normally treat that as spectacular miracles. But what we saw Jesus doing was that he was affecting people practically. He was changing people's lives practically. He was resettling people. Those that were crippled, he resettled them. He said, go back to your people. Those that were insane, he helped them out of their problems and resettled them, rehabilitated them. Now, we want to say, whereas there have been a misuse of what I call social gospel. When people stopped preaching Jesus and they went about doing philanthropic things as if that will save souls. No, that's not what we are talking about. We are talking of a balance. A balance that when your light so shine and you are dealing with darkness, the result must be what? Good works. Good works. Do you know that whereas you can criticize the Orthodox churches from now till tomorrow? Eh? Do you know that they are the only church groups
that the community recognized. Eh? Do you know why? Do you know why? It is not because they have been there for long. It is because they touched their lives. They touched the community. The clinic that is in your village. How many of you have attended a mission hospital before? Let me see your hand up. Even though, as I'm talking now, many of those mission hospitals have collapsed. Because when the missionaries who came selflessly to serve God in our midst, when they began to die, and there were no more replacements, our own people that are supposed to take over the battle, they have not been so properly instructed. Many of you, you never thought that when you finish your school of nursing, you don't need to first worry your head and say, I must go to Lagos to pick a job. In your heart, you are saying, God, where can I be the best shining light? Where can I best affect as many people as possible? Where can I first affect people and attract them to the word of God? Where is darkness most that my light will shine brightest? Because we have not been taught, our mind never saw that the light that you have received is to so shine as to present good works to men. Who, when they see your good works, they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. It never occurs to us. Has it occurred to you? When our brother was talking yesterday about mission, and he said, right in the creeks, Islam has already got there. And what Islam is dangling before our people are some little goody goodies. We were praying the other day about the activities of Gaddafi in several parts of Africa. And while we were praying, I was asking, look at someone who is committed to the agenda of his own master. He's using money. When you go to Sierra Leone, when you go to, yes, even Liberia, they are setting up mosques, they are setting up schools. In Ethiopia, Libya has said, any student that wants to go into higher institution in Libya, it is free of charge. The only condition is that they will learn Arabic. You know the meaning of that? Eh? That they will be converted to Islam before they return. Unfortunately, the believer is getting preoccupied on how to become a big man. We're not thinking about what good works must men see that will make them glorify our Father who is in heaven. The Bible said that they may see your good works and do what? And glorify your Father who is in heaven. So while we are standing from this meeting tonight, what I want you to be asking practically is, Lord, having settled my focus, my single eye, Father, what good work must accompany my life from here? Are we together? What good work, apart from carrying Bible up and down, apart from dressing the way you dress, what good work will men see me do? What will men see, and they will give glory to God on my behalf? You are going to begin to say to God, we are moving beyond empty talk and shout. Men must see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Some of you, you are computer literate and computer engineers and whatever. What good works can God help you to do that will affect men who are sitting in darkness, and they will give glory to our Father in heaven? Are you getting me? Or did you think you are too small for God to use you? Talk to me, please. Do you think you are too small, too insignificant for God to pass through you? It's a pity that whenever you are reading missionary stories, you always read them as if they were ancient of days when they came. But honestly speaking, when they came, many of them came in their early 20s. In fact, if any one of them wanted to come and he was already at my age, they would tell him, no, you are too late. We need people that are younger. Do you know that many of them came before they would ever think of marriage? And that was why some of them couldn't get married. They just spent their lives here. And do you know that many of them came when their babies were actual toddlers? And that was why those children attended our school here. In fact, some of them, they started home school because there's no school where their children should have gone. We can't have white people again. Am I talking to you? I know that the era of white missionaries are finished. Can I also inform you that the rest part of the world, they are waiting for missionaries from here? The global leadership, both for the church and for the nations, people are beginning to look into Africa. What has happened in America was interesting the other day. Somebody was reporting and said black kids in the White House. Whether it was being derogatory or not, we don't know. But another one said, The one that was bought with 3 cents. That's how much they paid for a slave that time. Has now become our ruler in the White House. Whether that is cynical or not, I don't know. But one thing I know is that all of these are indications that God is beginning to turn attention to what heaven is demanding that Africa must contribute to our generation before the end comes. But our first challenge is that Christ that had come to light our lives must raise men and put them on platform where they are going to shine. But when your light so shine before men, what will they see? Don't forget that. So when you are going back now, say, yes, I'm going to shine, hallelujah. Practically, what are we expecting to see? Good works. You cannot come back here for another aside and say, sir, praise God, I'm shining. I'll say, show me. What? Your good works. That will be the essence. The evidence of it is not that, oh, yes, in fact, look, oh, God, our discipleship is no. The essence of that discipleship is that it is resulting into what? Visible good works that men can see and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Good works in your family. Good works that your father and your mother should be able to see. If you know the kind of prayer I pray for myself all the time, as I see several brothers and sisters passing through our hands, I was always desiring that those of you that came here and your husband didn't come, what I wanted you to take home is not this paper. Neither did I want you to carry tapes and go and flog him with them and say, listen to this thing. I'm expecting that your husband will see something. Will see some good works and will begin to ask, what happened to you when you went to Boko? What happened to you when you went to that Port Harcourt meeting? What did they do to you? Why did you suddenly become a different person? That is what glorifies God, and that is what honors this work. Are we together? Sometime when we have affected a man, what makes me glad is when next time he's coming, the wife comes. I say, madam, what are you doing here? I say, I wanted to see where my husband went and he became a different husband. At first, I don't rejoice. I said, a better husband or a terrible husband? And when they said, well, but he has changed. I said, in what direction? That is what glorifies God. A situation where, when you have attended a discipleship class or a discipleship meeting or a program or something, the only news I'm hearing is that since he went to that meeting, we never see her in the house again. We call her to help us do something. She says she's praying. We ask her to... She's not useful to us. We don't know. Why are you confusing them? When that's the kind of report, do you think we can walk straight on the street? You are not answering me anymore. So when we say you will arise to go and shine, what does that translate to practically? Good works. Good works in the family. Good works among your in-laws. Good works in the community. Good works in the office where you are working. Good works even in the local churches where you come from. Good works among the students where you are a teacher. Good works in every aspect that God is sending you. This will turn the attention of people, and they will do what? They will glorify your Father who is in heaven. So when we start praying tonight, we are praying for something definite. And our definite prayer is, Lord, the result of this encounter with you will be what? Repeat it, let me hear you. That is seeable, visible by weak people, by men. Men who will give glory to your Father in heaven. Now, finally, Isaiah 60. Finally, look at that. Now, whatever we have said, whatever prayer you have prayed, whatever commitment you have made, whatever experience God may have given you in the course of this meeting, what is the Holy Spirit saying tonight? Arise. Shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Every time God wants to break forth and glorify himself in any place, at any time, you will find that word. What is that word? Arise. When God was going to move Joshua to cross that river Jordan, what did God say to him? Now, therefore, do what? Arise. Nothing will happen until somebody has arisen. Nothing will change until somebody is willing to take responsibility and say, Father, I will arise. I want to read that passage because our brother had spent a good time in the morning to set that passage for us. And I said to you that it was our passage for today. So I just want to read and analyze, I mean, highlight those few words that you must travel with. What is the first word in that place? Do what? What does it mean to arise? Eh? Get up. That's what it means. There is no other meaning for it. Don't create a big theology out of that word. What is the meaning of that word? Get up. Stand up. Go and do something. When we say, let your light shine, what we are saying to you is that, stand up. Arise. Shine. You see, when the word of God says, arise, shine, what it means is simple. Get up. Put on your light. Let it break out. Don't hide it again. Because your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall do what? Shall arise on you, and his glory shall be seen in heaven. Where will his glory be seen? Upon you. Upon you. Brother, if you don't arise, the glory of the Lord that ought to be seen on your life will be kept under the bushel. So as we leave here this night, what is God's charge to you? And do what? Shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, but you won't know that until you arise. You won't know that already the glory of the Lord has risen upon you and it shall be seen upon you until you rise. Don't agree to go and sit down again. Some of you, by the grace of God, you can just simply go rise now and gather children in your community, in your locality, and you will see what God will do. You'll be surprised the kind of miracles that heaven will release to attend to your life and to your little effort. But the Lord shall arise on you. Don't start looking at all the darkness, how the darkness is thick and how the darkness is much. That's not your business. What did God say you should do? Rise up and shine. The compliment will come on you. The glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, the nations, what will they do? They will come to your light. Kings to the brightness of your rising. All that matters here tonight that God wants you to do, which is just your own business, is to do what? To arise and to shine. God will supply the glory. God will cause his light to arise upon you. Gentiles will come. Notorious unbelievers will begin to come. Those that you don't think have interest, they will start showing interest. They will come to the brightness of your rising. Our brothers spent time showing us the motivation for us to rise and all the promises that God brought and why he was drawing issues out of all of this in the morning and dealing with all that God was going to do when we rise. I sense that just one thing that remains for you to do tonight. What is that thing? Just to arise. That's just one thing that remains. And it is that that will translate this meeting from theory unto practical action. It is that that would change the tempo of what we have done over the years. I spoke deliberately that I'm looking and trusting God that there will be disciples who will be ushai in different high places. will you arise and take your journey? Hallelujah. Some of you, you have never attended the assembly of teachers in your school. Because you say, what are they talking? They're always talking nonsense. I don't have time. Do you know that you are the salt of that place? Do you know that you are the light of that particular college? And you need to prepare to go and defeat the council of Ahithophel. The last time I was in Unijos for a mission, it was interesting. You know what we did? The mission was to the university campus, and we insisted that we are going to reach the university. And our first port of call was the principal officers, the VC, and everybody. And we had a meeting with the principal officers of the university in the VC's lodge. By the grace of God, after that meeting, in their principal officers' meeting henceforth, they are now beginning to have a space for Bible study for themselves. Do you know that during the meeting, we called student union government? You know student union government? Eh? The president and the chairman of Senate and all of that. And they came. The Speaker of the House, the Vice President, they all came. We met. All their leaders came. Come and see what it means to cause the light to shine in the midst of people that you thought nobody can talk to them. I'm looking forward to a transformation of our campuses. I'm expecting some of you, listen to me, say, what is he saying? Some of you must go into those unions, not for any other purpose, but to do what? To defeat the cancer of Ahithophel. By the time I started reasoning with Asu, and I asked them, just posed one question to them, I said, do you know that any student that has not graduated at the age of 25 in this present day now, lucrative job will never give them job again? For once, all of them said, that's true. Banks won't take them again. NNPC doesn't want anybody who is more than 26. They are looking for people to train. If you graduate now at 36, who needs an old woman? I say, now for God's sake, how do you keep a child who wants to read a 3-year course in the university for 8 years? Oh, all of them say it's not right. What shall we do about this? Some people say, let's deal with management. I said, do you know that you are management? Our discussion was at first turbulent, but as the word of God came, now the kind of gospel I'm talking about is not the kind that you can, it's not logical. No. The word of God is logical. So when God says, arise and shine, we are needing men who are going to take their place and say, God, I'm going to shine in this place. I'm going to shine in this place. And it is in this time I'm expecting, I'm begging God that those of you that are in academics, those of you that want to be in academics, you must be re-academics. Praise the Lord. You must publish. Because the rule of academics is publish or perish. It's not a question of let's just go there. No. I need you to publish. Hallelujah. So that when you enter into the Senate, among your colleagues, the destiny of the university is determined there. And you are yourself bringing very, very brilliant, indisputable ideas. It bothers me. And I'm sorry to say it publicly. It bothers me. Sometimes I'm put to shame, sincerely speaking. Sincerely speaking. That the people that have courage to challenge unrighteousness, they are not Christians. Sometimes I'm ashamed about that. But that's not my problem tonight. You will arise. You will shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We're going to stand up now to pray. And I told you that we're going to pray deliberately, very quickly on issues. That focus that God gave you, that area of divine responsibility that you want to take, where you want to shine, that place where you want to demonstrate the glory of God in the land of the living, can you take a stand for it? And you say, Father, give me this mountain. That's what we are doing now. That's our final prayer point. Give me this mountain. Are there people that want to take a space in the judiciary? Are there people that want to take a space in the educational sector? You have never thought you want to be a teacher before, but now you sense that God is saying, go there. Will you ask God tonight? Here am I. I want to take my stand. Men must see good works. It will not be sufficient, my dear brother or sister, that you go back and there's nothing to show. Pray right now and say, Father, I'm taking my stand here. I'm taking my stand here. The young people here, what are you standing for? What do you want God to apply your life into? For what will heaven remember you? Are you a pastor in our midst tonight? What is your focus? What do you want to ask God to do through your life and your ministry? Can you take your stand now? We want to release you into that place. We want heaven to mobilize you. We want the glory of the Lord to rise upon you for that. That by the time you are coming back, it is your good works that men will see. For what are you taking a stand tonight? Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Which one of you wants to stand for a particular line of business? Your idea of doing business before was just money. But you realize now that God needed salt in that part of the earth. Can you say, God, give me this month, I want to make a difference. Give me this mountain. Release me into this. I will shine for you. By yesterday, God was dealing and cracking all the bushels. This morning, God is talking about your focus, talking about your focal point. I don't want you to be passive, because this meeting being the last night, by the time I'm going to meet you again, there must be good works coming behind you. Good works. Good works. Are there some of you that God has burdened you about women? Women. What value are you going to add to the life of women before we meet you again? Take your stand. Arise. Go and shine. Basata yeborobo shinda bakoribo sanda yabakanda rabashidi. Robo sanda bakondo robo shinda bakuriba sai. Riba sambo robo shembo robo sanda bakundo robo shiba. Robo sanda bakondo robo shinda bakuri masaya. Faraba sambo robo shinda bakundari masi. Yeko robo sanda bakondo robo shinda bakundari masaya. Baka taraba sambo robo shembo robo skuba. Riba sa rebo sanda yabakondo robo shinda bakuri masai. Father, 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 tonight we are pleading with you for mercy. We are pleading for you to arise on our behalf. Arise tonight. Arise tonight. Arise, arise. Arise. Let your glory rise upon your people. As they rise from here, as they stand up to do something deliberate, now cause your glory to rest upon them. Cause your glory to rise upon their lives. Bashata bakorobo suri. Riba samba yakatorobo shembo robo sanda bakuribash. Disa baraba sambo robo shenda robo skilaba. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, tonight I will arise. I will arise. I will shine. For my light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen, risen upon you. Arise. Arise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that blocked you before, God has spoken and they are moved. All that remains tonight is that you will arise. Thank you for hearing this prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good works. Men will see your good works. Thank you, Jesus. Are you at the back tonight? What are you standing out there for and say, God, send me for this? Say, Borosh, thank you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Listen. This is the final point of prayer before I pray for you. Did you think you are little? God said, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become 1,000. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, I will hasten it in his time. Are you hearing? A little one shall become 1,000. A small one among you shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, I will hasten it in his time. Now, will you agree together and say, Lord, this is my time to shine. Hasten your work in my life. Hasten your work on my hand. Hasten your work in my jurisdiction. He said, a little one shall become 1,000. This kind of multiplication that will fill the land. The little one will become 1,000. The small one will become a strong nation. I, the Lord, I will hasten it to happen. Enlarge me, O Lord. Enlarge my life, O Lord. I may be little today, but I will become 1,000. I may appear small today, but you said the strong man will become a strong nation. That this, you are going to cause this. Hasten this. Hasten your work in my life. Hasten your work in my life. Hasten your work in my life. Cause it to come to pass as you have spoken. As you have spoken. As you have spoken, so will it be. From this meeting, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before I pray, finally, listen, if it is a man that said, I will do it, we have problem with that. But I, the Lord, said, I will hasten it. I will hasten it in his time. And do we know whether it is his time now? He said, rise, arise, shine. Why? For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It is time to shine. Is it time to shine? It is time to break forth. Oh God.
As your people go forth tonight, in anywhere they step into, with the authority they are going with tonight, we command every darkness, darkness of immorality, darkness of weakness, darkness of wickedness, darkness of atrocity in our nation, in educational system, in the school, in the college, in the hospital, in the government house. Let them bow the knee in the name of Jesus. Bow the knee in the name of Jesus. No power will stop your mouth in the name of Jesus. You will have the final say in the name of Jesus. In every meeting, in every society, you will speak and nobody will keep quiet you. In the name of Jesus. Sin will not stop you. Demon will not stop you. The Bible says, sin shall no more have dominion over your life. We send you forth tonight. Ray, in the name of Jesus. Will you lift up your two hands unto heaven? I want you to lift your two hands unto heaven. I will arise. I will shine. For my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I will arise. And I will shine. For my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Father, we are entering into a covenant with you tonight that none of us will step out of this place and go and sit in one corner. We will no more be hiding in a corner again. This is the time for us to show ourselves. This is the time for us to appear in our nation. This is the time to take the possession of Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. Come on, lift up your hands and give him praise. Just worship him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Kuri Baba Shanda Raba Kuria. Give him praise. Give him praise. Baruska Laba Shekayabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, give a sign applause to Jesus. A sign applause.